Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the simplest thing. What's the Steelers' biggest need heading into the 2024 NFL draft? Yet Doran and I are debating this. I think it's offensive tackle. Doran, you say wide receiver. What do you think at 412-928-9370? Call us. Let us know. I think they're both obviously needs. A lot of people texting in saying that you are correct, Doran, that they believe it is wide receiver. And I'm a little bit surprised by that. I'm also surprised by the text saying, Crowley, Russell Wilson is left-handed, so right tackle is his blind side.
Mm.
He is not.
Nope.
He is a right-handed quarterback. And here's the other thing. Let's say he was lefty. Let's play out your fantasy land here. I'm not drafting my left tackle of the future because of Russell Wilson. How long is Russell going to be here?
Right.
1 year?
Mm-hmm.
2 years,
mm-hmm.
Maybe three. Ain't nobody thinks he'll be here longer than three, right? So you draft the best tackle you think who can grow and be here for the next 10 to 15 years, regardless of who your quarterback is, I believe. Shall we take the calls?
Yes.
Kyle Dubas had interesting things to say at his end-of-season press conference. We'll see if we have time to get to those coming up here in a couple of minutes as well. But for now, Bob in Garfield, PA, what's the Steelers' biggest need?
I believe it's center. I would go after a kid out of Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson. That would be my first pick. I think center is definitely the position that's in most need right now. My second pick, I would go after Brendan Rice out of USC. Wide receiver is definitely in need. And I think going after Rice, we will get a quality receiver, a true professional. We know, you know, what he's made out of, and those will be my picks. I wouldn't shoot for a tackle early. I believe Dan Moore Jr. can hold it down for another year, and we've seen what Broderick Jones is made of.
Thank you, Bob.
See, I really think even outside of this draft, I think that you can get a center in the second round, and it'd be almost a first-round evaluation, a first-round
talent. I agree with that.
I would never draft a center in the first round unless he was like, I mean, Marquise Pouncey, you know, I mean, you know, one of the big-time centers that you just can't miss. If there's so many floating observations between Zach Frazier and JPJ, that tells me that you could probably get them later, and I think that they're going to fall and get them later. Like, that is the number one need in my mind, but I think that you could get them at a lower level, and that could service your need for center. First round, I'm going probably right now. I'm going wide receiver.
Oh man,
I know I don't want to. I really don't. But if I just look at if I just look around the roster, it's like I have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. I'm like, who's he going to throw to?
Mm-hmm.
You need to score points. We talk about them scoring points. They didn't score points last year. You get rid of Deontay Johnson. You need another wide receiver. So they could score points.
I'm not even disagreeing. Like, I know that they need a wide receiver. I know that they need a center. I know that they need an offensive tackle. I think the only way it makes sense, though, is if you go tackle one, center two, wide receiver three. Because I don't think in the third round you're going to have a good enough center there. I know you can get a wide receiver in the third round that can come in and probably help you right away. I don't know if you could do that at the other positions. Though, we did look at a mock draft today that had Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, the center, dropping to 69th overall. So, in that one mock world, you could wait around until the third round to get him. But it would have to be early third round, and the Steelers would probably have to move up and get that guy.
I'm going
to
make an early prediction for before Thursday. I think that at 51, you're going to get that's where the center is going to be taken. I think both guys will be on the board. It'll just be about who they like more, which is probably going to be Zach Frazier. I think Zach Frazier goes with 51, and it comes down to what they're going to do at 20. I still like we. That's where me. You know, this is where that discussion is.
Right?
Is it going to be the tackle, or is it going to be the receiver? If the receiver's there and the tackles are falling. And they fall beyond the 20th pick and say, like, two tackles are taken. There's still tackles on the board. I could see them trading up and getting a tackle as well in the second.
Yeah, I mean, there are scenarios where if you're picking between – if you get in between 32 and 37, that you might be able to get one of those remaining tackles. But I think a lot of teams would be interested in trading up at that point. I just don't see how you get a starting capable tackle unless you take one in the first round. And I don't view that – the same with wide receiver. I think you can get a starting wide receiver all the way through round three. Jason in Beaver Falls, hello.
How you doing?
We're okay. We have a miniature disagreement here.
Yeah. Well, I was calling so I could talk about need versus the talent pool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, need is center, but, you know, it doesn't matter who you draft. You know, they're not going to come in and start right away. We've shown that over the years.
What, at center?
Either or.
Well, we saw with Project Jones last year that they made him wait it out. We saw with Joey Porter Jr. it took some time. But we also saw the opposite with Kendrick Green.
Yeah.
Well, that as we see, was a mistake.
Oh, no doubt about that. He was a guy that didn't play center in college, didn't want to play center, and they took a flyer on in the third round, and it was an absolute disaster. We're talking about pedigree centers here. Guys that could have first round grades on them, but fall into the second round, Jason.
Well, I don't believe that there's a center that should be first round graded, personally. So for me, anyway, if I were the GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I'm not, you know, I dig ditches. But I would have to go tackle because you're not going to find one later, and now you can find a center which. Again, I don't believe that they have a first-round grade, second-round, maybe even third-round. You can find – plus, whoever's coming in, I would treat Connor Williams like my draft pick because he's not going to play right away. And whenever he and whoever else is going to start at the beginning of the year, just let Connor Williams get better than him through hell.
What about wide receiver?
That's the way I would do it.
What about wide receiver?
You can get a wide receiver with that second, third-round pick.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes, or you like you say, Cortland Sutton, or I would rather get T. Higgins so that I could deal a blow to the Cincinnati Bengals as well.
Yeah, the problem there is that they would be dealing the blow to themselves, and they have full control over that situation. I just don't think T. Higgins is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'd love to eat my words on that.
Love to.
I mean,
there you go.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I get what you're saying. About how big of a need wide receiver is. It is. It's a massive need. It's why they wanted Mike Williams. It's why they had that visit scheduled with him, and then he winds up going and signing with the New York Jets. If they had Mike Williams here right now, you'd have George Pickens, Mike Williams, and then you'd have all those depth pieces behind, and I think we'd be going, okay, good, you're fine. Maybe you do take a third-round wide receiver, the second pick, and you've built up the depth there. You get what I'm saying. That to me, that would still be the ideal circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Is you get a receiver before the draft. But we're talking about short of that.
Right.
Knowing what we know right now. That caller sees it my way, but not at the center position. He sees it with tackle. He views wide receiver the same way that I do. If you totally strike out on center here and Connor Williams is your option, you're going Nate Herbig for probably the first five or six games at least, and then you're handing it over to Connor Williams midway through the year. That has disaster written all over it.
No, you know what if they do strike out with center in this draft, they're going to sign back Mason Cole.
I would sign Mason Cole and Connor Williams,
mm-hmm.
depending on what Connor would cost. But you would have to think it wouldn't be cost prohibitive because frankly, he's hurt, so you're not probably going to have to spend a lot of money on him. And so Mason Cole, I would have more faith in snapping the football. over Herbig, and then halfway through the year, you're right, I'd hand it over to Connor Williams. More calls on this coming up, 412-928-9370. Ryan and Greentree, among others, we'll talk to you guys coming up next about the Steelers' true biggest draft need. Also, Kyle Dubas what he had to say at his end of the season press conference. The one big takeaway for us, we'll get to that coming up as well. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the Steelers' biggest need heading into the draft? 412-928-9370. Doran says wide receiver. I say offensive tackle. What say you? Again, at 412-928-9370. Mark Cabali joining us in 12 minutes to go over his seven-round Steelers mock draft. But before we get back into this draft conversation, scintillating as it was and is, Doran, it's Take Your Kid to Work Day on Thursday, and so I want my daughter to come in here after the show, my four-year-old, and I was sent by Amy from HR a questionnaire. Favorite animal, this, that, and the other thing. My daughter says she wants a gerbil.
Mm. That's her favorite animal?
It's the animal she would most like to have as a pet.
Oh.
A gerbil. They live 5 years.
Yeah.
They're gross.
Well, they're like little like mice, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like a hamster.
I guess. I've never once in my life thought I want one. A guinea pig, same category.
Yeah, like people who have guinea pigs, like what?
And then there's the chinchilla, which lives to be 10 years old.
Chinchilla?
The chinchilla does, yeah. You ever heard of a chinchilla?
I thought a chinchilla was a burrito. You're trying to tell, wait, that's an animal? I thought a chinchilla was a form of a burrito. You're making this up. See, you're messing with me.
I think.
You're messing with me. What, Callis?
I think you mean chalupa. From the old Taco Bell commercial campaign.
I thought a chinchilla
was the chalupa.
Was like a burrito, quesadilla, and a chalupa all wrapped in one.
Like a chimichanga. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
No, a chinchilla's like A chinchilla's like a little Pikachu looking guy.
No, it's not.
A little gray, a little like a gray and white little Pikachu looker. I didn't know you could have a chinchilla as a pet, but I searched guinea pig, and there's a chinchilla right there. They live 10 years, these little guys. Look at the chinchilla. You pull it up there?
Yeah, it's like
it
a fat
rat. It ain't a taco.
Rat. It's a fat rat.
Yeah. I thought a chinchilla.
I thought it was a why did I say that on here?
Who needs a restart? Brought to you by Restart IT Services. Expect more from your IT service provider. Get more from Restart. Visit callrestart.com. I think Doran needs a restart. We're going to have to unplug Doran. We're going to have to blow in him and then put him back in. Like a N64 cartridge.
Mm, yeah, I
saved myself there.
Yeah, I got it.
Bert and Ross Draver, what's the Steelers' biggest need?
Guys, thanks. I got to go offensive line, and Coach Tomlin, he likes position versatility. Your guy may be Barton, either in the first or the second round. I like him in the first round, the guy from Duke.
Kid from Duke,
If he can't play center, maybe he can play guard for you, give you 10 years at DeCastro. You can move Daniels to center, where I like him because of his athleticism. I was wondering what you guys think.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bert. I think he's a good player, hasn't played center since he was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're thinking plug and play, I don't know if he can come in and start day one at center. I still think it would wind up being Herbig. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't draft a guy just because he's not going to play right away. Broderick Jones didn't. Joey Porter Jr., they needed to warm him up into that role last year. I just think in terms of what is available to them at center, if you take the kid from Duke at 20, that's a misallocation.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to get a center. We've seen mocks that have the Steelers being able to take one of those two guys, Frazier or Jackson Powers Johnson, at 51. And even if you don't feel confident in getting him at 51, you've got draft capital to be able to trade up.
Right.
I think you get something else in round one. You think receiver, I think tackle. Center's the one I think we're both in agreement on. You can get in round two. So I would not take Barton in round one.
I'm just upset, though, that like the receiver is the option, you know, for me, like looking at the roster. And like, I know I don't agree because they put themselves in this position.
They did.
Like, I mean, and well, the Deontay Johnson whole situation with that, like, I get it, but they didn't have a plan in return or a plan outside of the Deontay Johnson trade that could fulfill what Deontay Johnson was. And maybe they did have a plan, and then maybe they just missed out. Like you said, Mike Williams, I mean, even Tyler Boyd.
Still out there.
He's still out there, and I know he wants to play here, but the money isn't matching up. But they still didn't have a plan for number two wide receiver. And that's just very odd to me. And it just makes me a little bit upset that this has to be the discussion that receiver should be the 20th pick, because I think that if they were to take care of business and they did get somebody else that was, you know, a number two in a trade or in free agency, then I would be more inclined of being on your side mm-hmm. of what they should do with that 20th pick. I still would take a center in the second round, but I would say, okay, like this gives you leeway to take that tackle.
Yeah, you take the tackle at 20 if they already had that other wide receiver. And the shame of it is, we all agreed at the time, and I'm not going back on it, that they needed to move on from Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
The guy. They didn't need two of those kind of guys, and they've got one that they're going to keep on a rookie deal in George Pickens. The shame of it, though, is they created a hole at wide receiver, and they didn't plug the hole at corner.
Exactly.
Like, Dante Jackson, he has not played a lot of slot in the NFL. He's played primarily on the outside, but when he came out in college, he was looked at as a slot. I think still profiles as a slot. I'm fine if he's my number three corner. He's not. And if they don't address that position, you're going to be looking at him as one of your starting outside guys. And I think it's similar to Levi Wallace, who just signed with the Broncos moments ago. And you got a big problem at corner then now, too. All right, time for one more of these before we hear from Mark Cabali. Ryan in Green Tree, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on if the Steelers were to sign J.C. Heisenhower, how you guys would feel about that. And two, if the Steelers went all Georgia in the first three rounds, they went Mims, McConkey, and then Van Pran.
I can see them doing that.
I have seen, to answer the last question instead, because we are running out of time here, we got to go to Cabali. I've seen Mims outside the top 20 a lot more recently than I've seen him inside the top 20. So if the Steelers were to trade back, I think Mims could be an option. Somewhere in the 25-28 range. Mm-hmm. I really think that could be the case. I didn't think that a couple of weeks ago. As the ever-changing draft world continues to swirl, I don't know that you need to stay at 20 to get Mims. Mark Cabali does have the Steelers making a trade. He just came out with his 7-round mock draft. What trade does he have them making? He'll go through it with us next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mark Caboli, Steelers insider from The Athletic, joins us right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Caboli just came out with his Steelers 7-round mock draft. Now, before we get into the nuts and bolts and the details of this thing, Mark, are you going to be releasing one of these every day leading up to the draft, or is this is it? This is the final mock draft from Mark Caboli.
This is it.
Oh, man.
Final. And I'm thank God that mock season's over, because it is what it is, fellas.
It's laborious. We've been going through it ourselves. I've watched a lot of YouTube highlights, the scout that I am. All right, let's get on to your mock draft now, Mark. You've got in round one, 17th overall, you have the Steelers taking J.C. Latham, the offensive tackle out of Alabama, because you've got the Steelers trading pick number 20 and pick number 98 to the Jags for number 17 and 212. Explain.
Well, I think there's a couple guys in that first round that they would be more than willing to move up to get. And I think Latham fits in that spot. He's a plug-and-play tackle, right tackle, big school, very, very good at Alabama. And it wouldn't cost that much. You'd have to probably get ahead of Cincinnati at 18. I know Jacksonville at 17, where I have them moving toward, needs an offensive line, but there's other needs there as well. So I think you can probably say there's about two or three guys they would be willing to move up on that they really have high hopes that they can come in. And I think Latham would be the one of that guy. Now, he has to get by. I mean, this might be a shot in the dark, because he might go 10, 11, or 12. But if he gets to that range, then I think everything's in play.
Okay, you said that there were other guys you'd think that they'd be willing to trade up for. Who are some of those guys?
You're making me say these guys' names from the West Coast, right? Fuala.
Whoa, easy. They were very close to hitting the dump button there on you, Caboli.
Whoa. Okay, we'll put it this way. The Washington guy in the Oregon
Troy Fatanu.
I can't pronounce those names, but so I hope they don't draft them, because I can't pronounce them. I can't spell them. So I think it's two other guys that they would go up to get. I don't think guys like Barton or anybody like that they would go up to get. I don't even know if they would. I mean, I wouldn't want Graham Barton right now. I mean, he's a center. I know he could play tackle, but, man, my goodness, he's 4 years removed from playing any sort of tackle, and I'm not taking a guy 20th overall who can play five positions. So those are a couple guys like that. I think it would be only offensive line, though. I don't think they would move up for anything else. But okay, you got to wonder, too, guys. Maybe they stay put, and potentially move up in the second round to get that center if one happens to fall to him. So it's just wide open right now.
Yeah, Mark, that's what I was going to ask you. That was my question. Would they move up to get a receiver, or would they stay put to get a receiver? And is receiver the biggest need whenever you look at their roster? Crowley and I have been going back and forth. I say that tackle's not a big need for them, because they have a tackle. But I can see why they would draft a tackle, but it's not a need, like a pure need, if you look at their roster.
Yeah, by the definition of the word need, it's wide receiver number one. I mean, that goes without saying to me, because you can maybe get by with Nate Herbig or have some other options, or at least there's somebody there, right? At least there's somebody there at cornerback at Dante Jackson. At least there's somebody there in Dan Moore that's probably a little bit more criticized than he probably should be. He's a guy that's probably, regardless of whoever they draft in the first round, is going to probably play at least half the year, even if it is a guy like Latham or Mims.
Would he play left tackle? Or do you think Broderick Jones will be your left tackle?
No, I think Broderick Jones will flip over.
Okay.
I mean, they've looked at a bunch of right tackles. They're telling me that they have all the thoughts of moving Jones to left tackle. But wide receiver, man, I mean, I just worry about George Pickens just getting double constantly. And that's what I would do right now. I mean, You got the, you know, the guys, the Watkins, Jeffersons, the Austins, the Marquez Callaways. I mean, what do you got there, man? I mean, okay, they're pro players, but they're not going to scare anybody. And George Pickens is just going to get double teamed constantly. Now, there could be plans in place here to be able to add there, but I would say need. I'm agreeing with Doran. They need an offense. They need a wide receiver. I don't think they're going to take one, but they need one.
Music to his ears, not so much to me. You do have – I'm not going to give away your full mock, by the way. I want people to pay for your website, Mark.
That's good, because I can't remember it.
So. I'm not going to go 1 through 7 here for the people, but I will go to 2, and then I'll give another detail on this. You've got them taking Malachi Corley, the wide receiver out of Western Kentucky, with the 51st overall pick. I happen to really like that player. That's a guy, you go back a couple of months, that I said, if he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, I'm over the moon about. But I look at that pick, I comb over the rest of your mock. You don't have the Steelers taking a center at all here, Mark. And if that's the case, what are they going to do?
Well, the problem of moving up in the first round, I think, takes away center. So I think that's the thought there. I guess you could go second round center over wide receiver. But what would they do? I mean, I guess it would have to be Herbig. I mean, we're forgetting the great Ryan McCollum too, right? Spencer Anderson.
I don't know if we're forgetting or just omitting.
There's a couple half-decent guys out there. I don't know the Connor Williams thing. I guess if everything falls flat on its face and you're coming in August and you need to bring him in and have him ready for week 3, 4, that's a possibility. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's I don't know. I'm confused.
Great. Steelers insider Mark Caboli is confused 4 days before the NFL draft. All right, Mark, if the Steelers don't get a corner in this draft, would they bring back Patrick Peterson? Might they bring back Cam Sutton?
Oh, I don't think they'd bring back Cam Sutton. No. Patrick Peterson, I said, yeah, I think that's a very good possibility, depending on what happens in the draft. Because they definitely need some depth and some veteran depth behind there. I mean, behind the two starters, what do you got? You got Darius Rush. I mean, you don't really have much of anything. I guess you got Corey Trice, but me and him has played the same amount of snaps in the NFL right now. So, and we probably both got the same knees too. So, I mean, he could be good, but we just don't know. You can't go in there with that. A guy like Mason Cole is another one, but they dumped him as soon as they could the day after the Super Bowl. So that tells me they have no interest in him whatsoever, regardless of the situation. They'll bring in a Mason Cole clone over Mason Cole. So, yeah, I think Peterson would be number one on that list, depending on what happens in the free agency and the draft.
Any possibility of Tyler Boyd ramping back up?
I don't think so, man. It looks like that I think they're waiting now. I think sometime after the draft, these free agents don't count towards the compensatory picks. So I think that's what you're waiting for now. I can see him going someplace like Kansas City, because obviously they need a wide receiver right now with the Rice's up in the air. So unless something crazy happens, which I don't think will, I don't think Boyd's coming here.
Do you think they'll make a trade for a wide receiver before the draft?
It's possible. It's very possible. It might not be the guys we've heard of. I mean, Denver doesn't want to get rid of Courtland Sutton, right? T. Higgins, just crazy amount of money, so I'm not even looking there. Ayuk, another one, crazy money on the backside of actually you have to give up a draft pick. But I'm sure there's a couple other guys out there. I mean, I look at a guy like – I mean, I don't even know if he's on the blocks, but a guy like Brandon Cook would fit in here nice. He's in the final year of his contract, and Dallas trying to dump everybody for money. I mean, if you can somehow make a move, I would do that. But I would imagine that there's a plan in place here to add a receiver, because, I mean, these are smart guys, right? They know they can't go with Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins. They know it. They can't rely on the draft right now. I mean, okay, if we want Malachi Corley, right? How about if he's gone? How about if he's, you know, takes time to develop?
Well, okay, so the last thing here for you then, Mark, in that vein, you've been saying tackle. A lot of people we trust really think it's going to be an offensive lineman in round 1. Would you be surprised if they took a receiver 20th?
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you when was the last time they took a receiver in the first round. I know things have changed. So they had to move. They moved back to get him, right? I believe they moved back. So I would be kind of surprised knowing that just the sheer number of receivers out there, unless, you know, unless one of those studs fall somehow, right? I mean, crazier things have happened. Those top three or four guys somehow fall. Maybe you go that route. But I think they got other plans. I mean, they think George Pickens is the star. I mean, they have to pay him next year, right? So they have to pay a quarterback next year too. So, I mean, they can make these things happen. They got enough money. It's just a matter if they want to or not.
Mark, excuse me. I'm getting emotional here. I got to say goodbye to you. Mark, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll try to pick your brain a little bit later on in the week. I'll text you.
Yeah, and do not show up to Bell Vernon anymore, please.
Yeah, I was peeing all over that ball field, man, just claiming my territory.
It's Washington Township, so we don't care.
Yeah, nobody even blinked.
Nope.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
That's Mark Cabali. Coming up next, one more draft hypothetical. We had Ray Fittipaldo join our station last week, and he said if this presents itself at 20, there's no way the Steelers do it. Ho-ho! Contraire, mon frere. We'll tell you what that is and what might happen coming up next. 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Buccos are mired in a six-game losing streak. They've lost 9 out of 11 games. Neil Walker is going to join us coming up in 10 minutes to get into that. Ray Fittipaldo was on with the PM team on Friday, and he was asked, if Brock Bowers falls, tight end at Georgia, the freak, if he falls and he's sitting there at 20, would you draft him? Will the Steelers draft him? And Ray said no. Ray thinks they would pass. Now, I don't think it's likely that Bowers does fall. From every mock that I've read, and there have been 8 million of them, it's unlikely he falls. But I've played with that PFF mock simulator, and sometimes he's there. Doran, if he's there, do you think the Steelers pass?
No. They take him. Why wouldn't you take him? He'd be one best available, and you could fulfill a need. He'd be your number 2-3 skilled player. And as we sit right now, we talk about the number 2 wide receiver and, you know, who that could be, and they need one. But really right now, the number 2 wide receiver is Pat Freiermuth. So you get a guy on opposite of Pat Freiermuth who is a game-changing tight end. He's not a blocking tight end. He's more of an athlete.
He's
a monster. He would be your slot guy. He would be your number 3, number 2 wide receiver. And then you have Pat Freiermuth as well. Yes, you absolutely take him.
They would.
Yes.
I think
anybody would, really.
Especially when you consider Arthur Smith and his affinity and his love for tight ends.
Yes.
Like to have Pat Freiermuth and Brock Bowers, and you'd probably reverse the order on those guys, Brock Bowers and Pat Freiermuth. I think he would go 6 to midnight, man. I think he would sprint to the podium.
No doubt.
To turn that pick in. I'd hate it.
Why?
I would hate it. Because I don't look at wide receiver the same way as you. And I do look at tight ends and wide receivers similarly in this offense. Like a weapon's a weapon. If he's a tight end, he's a tight end. If he's a slot guy for you and he's massive, that's basically a wide receiver. And I don't want to see them take one in the first round. I want tackle. I'm very specific. Yeah. Tackle, round 1, center, round 2, and then you go around a wide receiver. And I get that this would be a gift potentially falling right in your lap. I still would rather have the tackle than a weapon. And so I would turn my eyes. I would turn away from this guy.
Talk about they need to score. Like,
I know.
That's how you don't score with tackles.
Yeah, you score by blocking it up for your quarterback and your running backs, though. You give your guys time. You got to develop a young Justin Fields. He might be the quarterback of the future. I want a nice offensive line in front of him. I would have a lot harder of a time, though.
You're trying to... Oh, man. Hold up.
I'm going to hold
up. You're trying to tell me...
All right, Mr. Chinchilla, what do you got for me?
You're trying to tell me you'd rather have a nice an offensive tackle paired with Justin Fields for the future than Justin Fields and Brock Bowers?
Well,
George Pickens?
Here's the other thing.
You're out of your mind.
Justin Fields and Russell Wilson do not attack the middle of the field. They don't. And so I feel like it might be wasted talent in the middle of the field with Brock Bowers. Yes. I would have a harder time saying no to that than the wide receiver out of LSU. Like, to me, that's just full stop no. I'd have to think about it for a minute if it's Brock Bowers, but I'm still going offensive tackle. And I might rue the day. He might wind up 1,500 yards. He might be the next coming of any of these great tight. He might be Gronk number 2. And I'll have to look back on that for years and go, oh, my God, what did I have them doing? And what did they do? But I would rather have an offensive tackle in round one than Brock Bowers if he were there. I don't think it's likely he is there. If he is, I'm still passing.
You're out of your mind. Out of your mind. Wow. Dalton Kincaid, that's why the Buffalo Bills drafted. I mean, they had a tight end, mm-hmm. Austin Knox. They draft Dalton Kincaid, and look what he did his first year. This guy's way better than Dalton Kincaid is.
I have wide receiver as my number three need. If I had wide receiver as my number one need, I would go with Brock Bowers, a tight end, who's basically a number two wide receiver.
But if you're drafting best available, then what do you do?
If you're drafting best available, and only best available, not best available by position of need, then yeah. You'd make a very compelling argument that Brock Bowers would be the best available.
And it would service a position of need, in a way.
It would. Just my third position. And I don't want that in my first round pick. Because if you get Brock at 20, if he were there, center in round two, now you're going into the season and it's the Dan Moore Jr. show once again. And I can't do it. I know you can live with it. I can't. I simply can't do one more full season of Dan Moore Jr. All right, we'll revisit this later on. We got draft talk out the wazoo all week long. I know all I'm going to do tonight, man, is watch YouTube videos and then read really informed in people's opinions on these players. And by the time Thursday rolls around, I'll just do the show with my eyes closed.
Yes.
I won't even need to look. I won't even need to think. It'll draft week. But coming up next, the Pirates are not playing well in just about any facet. We talked to Neil Walker about that coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here. So are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, sunny, high of 60.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.